Learned a long time ago, you know, I'm always quoting Chuck Knox. You got to make the plays that you're afforded an opportunity to make, and you can't turn the ball over. Turning the ball over is still the number one criteria to winning in at any level, elementary school, junior high, especially in the NFL. So that's the game last week. This week, you know, our challenges are many across the board. They have a tremendous defense, tremendous football team, excellent players. They play a physical brand of football. They're going to take it to you. You're going to have to earn every yard that you make. And we have our hands full. And we got to make sure we're able to run the football. We got to make sure we're able to protect the quarterback. And when the ball plays are there, we got to make the plays. And it comes down to that. We're nine games into this thing. We got to continue to work to get better. And at some point, hopefully, that we'll put it all together and play an entire four quarters with some type of rhythm. And so that's what we're striving for each week. So haven't got there yet, but we're going to continue to work at it and see if we can get there at some point. But, you know, he's played before, and, you know, watching him in practice, he brings tremendous poise and leadership to the guys. The guys have rallied around him, and he's had two good rhythmic days of practice. I like the things he's doing. Certainly he has his thoughts on things that he likes in the plan and things that he doesn't like in the plan. As always, we try to communicate with our players as best we can to make sure we're out there trying to call things that they feel good about, that they can execute properly. We probably just haven't called enough of those type of things, huh? So I'm pleased. He's a good player, and he's a good person, too. So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, we're without our guy this week, and so the next guy, great job bringing in a veteran, skilled, talented backup quarterback who's really done a great job since he's come here. I'm excited to see him play this week, and I'm excited to rally around him, and also finish up this week with some more crisp practices and get on the road and see if we can come home with a victory. But that seems like everything, right? It seems like me. It seems like. The players, it seems like, we're trying to get this thing going and play with some consistency. We haven't achieved that yet, so, it's frustrating all the way around. But we have to, maintain good energy. We have to maintain a positive approach to the fact that, we're working at it, we're churning at it, we're putting in the time, and at some point, we're encouraged that it could, break in our way and start playing with some rhythm. We'll see when the game comes. I know that he's done a nice job of going through his progressions in practice, we'll see how it boils out in the game time. I mean, I can't give you that right now. I know we're going to call our offense and the offense that we put in back in the offseason and the offense we've been using. So we'll see how we can execute more crisply, and we'll find out.